Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time to ask the CLO.
Chloe.
Yep, Chloe. Capri in Paramus says, I went on a date to a bar that my ex-boyfriend goes to all the time. He was there. He came over to say hi, and he shook my date's hand. Later, my ex texted me and said, I look beautiful and happy. Did my plan work? Is my ex jealous?
Well, I don't know if he's jealous. He wanted to say something to you, acknowledge you. Maybe he's a class guy, but he wasn't afraid to go over to the guy because obviously he felt like he was just as good, if not better, than that guy. Like, it ain't like he was over there looking at The Rock, you know. was, you know, looking across the room at The Rock. He was probably looking over there more like a Tommy type, you know.
What does that mean? He can size him up, so...
Well, Tommy's more approachable than The Rock. Yeah. I would think I had a better chance if it don't go right with you than The Rock. You know, it go wrong with The Rock. You know, I know you're a little badger in all this here, but you know.
But I'm sexy though, dog. Now he, I don't know if he would ran up
see,
on me.
See, that's why a lot of people don't see. A lot of people don't see that. That's what I was saying.
Wow. Right,
a lot of people don't say hardly nobody. And Junior, really, he's still mad about the barbershop.
Yeah, go ahead, Carla. Yeah, he's back. All right. Roseanne in San Antonio. I'm married to the most unconventional woman on the planet. She started hanging our clothes outside to dry. Like back in the day. And she's trying to scale back our whole lifestyle. I'm not a caveman and I'm sick of it. How do I tell her?
Well, just like you text us. Just tell her. But obviously there's something going on financially. She's trying to save money. She don't want to run the dry. Now things are real bad when you don't want to cut the dry on.
Come on now.
Because I don't know what that costs to run, and I'm not trying to be bougie, but if you can't cut your dry on, that dry off, I ain't never heard my mama say that.
What? Cut the dry
off? Cut that dry off in there.
You was poor and you never heard your mama say that.
I know we done had to shut the door before we let all that out, but you know, I ain't never heard my mom say, turn that dry off.
Yeah, you got to dry the clothes now.
You got clothes out on the clothesline, though. That's back in the old day.
That's old school.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know where y'all at, though, because woof.
With these clothes on, just hanging.
Yeah, something going on. I can't help you. It's a financial decision she done made.
Okay. Yeah. You ready for the next one?
Yeah.
Judy in Brentwood says, I've been married for 18 years. My husband has started getting lazy with his hygiene, and he will go for 2 days and not shower. He said he wears 48-hour deodorant, so it's all good. It's not, though. And he smells like onions. Why can't he smell it? Ooh.
Oh, no, you can't smell yourself. That's the key to being funky. You can't, not your mouth. Yeah. You can smell your noms if you catch it right. Like, you reach up on the shelf for something, you go, okay, hold up now. And then you look around, make sure ain't nobody in there. You know, but like, your breath, you don't really know. You can be knocking folks out and not even know it because it's there. It's there. You're going to have a talk with him. You're going to have to be persistent, and you got to be insistent. And you got to just let him know, hey, this ain't working for me. I don't know what's going on, but it is not working for me. And then prove to him that it's not working.
How does she do that? Don't touch me. Ah, okay.
Get your hands off me. You breathing on me. Why are you breathing on me? You know, questions like that kind of.
Because you smell. You stink. Take a shower. Can she be
that direct? What deodorant is 48 hours? I don't even know if I know which one is 48 hours.
Degree.
What deodorant? That go 2 days?
I ain't seen it work. I'm not willing to test it. I'm up now. People
don't want to
feud. I got cards and I'm walking past people all day. I can't test it.
No, you ain't got 48 hours.
Yeah. I use Old Spice High Endurance. High Endurance.
Mm-hmm.
And some days it hasn't endured.
I'm Mitchell.
I put on high endurance and turned it into low tolerance. So
you've been working, really, baby.
Yeah.
You put it to the test.
You putting everybody to the test, too.
Yeah. So I don't recommend it, dog.
So Judy just needs to tell him, huh? She can show
and bathe
him.
You stink. Feel a shower. I always feel good when I take a shower.
Yeah. Energized.
I be tired sometimes, but I just feel good, you know?
Yeah. Freshened you up. Yeah, all those things. Here, Judy, tell your man what's going on. 18 years, girl.
Yeah.
You can tell him. All right, here we go. Jelani in Tupelo says, I need to know if I'm being petty or not. I date a man that loves calling me pet names, and that's my pet peeve. I've been called boo, bae, sweetness, and sugar all in the same day. Why can't he call me Lonnie? Am I asking for too much?
Damn, man.
Come on, man.
What is that? A man calling you sweet little names, you don't want that. That's your pet peeve. Somebody calling you a sweet name. That's your pet peeve. Sister, for real? For real, sister?
She doesn't like it. She doesn't like boo, bae. Hey, bae, boo, sweetness, sugar. She don't like all that. Call her by her name, Lonnie.
Okay. All right. Okay, I'll tell you what. Go on in there and tell him to stop calling you that. Just go on in there and tell him.
Is she being petty, though? Do you think she's being petty?
I think she's being extremely petty. But then, you know what? So many people, why the woman want to be called her name. But damn, man, what's the matter? You know, everybody, Marjorie got pet names. You know, I got a pet name for her. She know. I mean, damn, you with somebody for a long time. I think it's being petty. But you have every right to want what you want. But if that's the fight you done picked, do you know how many fights you're going to have to pick? Damn. That's irritating you? Kindness. Lady, go on in there. You can go on in there and tell him.
So maybe you can break it down to her as to why he is doing that. Why is he calling her a pet?
I mean, maybe he just being a fade. Babe, this is my bae. This is my boo. This is my whatever it is. I don't say boo. I don't like to term boo myself. But hey, boo, that ain't my thing. But, you know, Marjorie got her pet name. She know what I'm calling her. That's it. Anybody else did not call her that. But she don't. So
you have an exclusive pet name for your wife. Yeah.
I wish I would be walking around my house and hear somebody else call her that.
Yeah. That's exclusive, right? Yeah.
Yeah. I don't see why you're upset. But if that's your pet peeve, then you could go ahead and tell it to him. But now, when he stopped calling you that, okay?
That's what she wants.
True that.
Yeah.
Somebody else might like to be called bae.
All right. Well, thank you, CLA.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.